testing, 1, 2, oh, there's my voice on the levels. So we're live right now?
We're live right now.
We're live right now. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen. How you feel about that, ladies and gentlemen?
I feel great.
What about Carlito? Feels good, too.
I love that.
Well, I'm just going to let this song play out for a second while I tend to a little bit of business here in the chat room.
Okay. I'll just monitor the news over here in the satellite center.
Word up.
Fox News. Fox News, fair and balanced, Sean.
Fair and balanced, yeah. That's exactly how it goes on Fox News. Because
yeah.
They're so fly. Yeah. I'm just going to change the, what do you call this? The
computer?
The chat room title thing.
Hey, this girl that has disappeared in Florida, she's hot. Jennifer Keys. She disappeared in Orlando.
Yeah, didn't we just see her at the convention?
We could have, look, $116,000, Sean.
Man, we could have been $115,000 richer right now.
No, I could have been $415,000.
Because you would have beaten me up and kept it all? Is that it?
Well, what's 115 divided by 2?
$80,000
for me. Yeah. You get the rest.
Oh, okay.
The European Union says they'll ban poultry from the area of Cyprus, Greece, in response to bird flu.
That's crazy. I don't know what to say about that.
The virus has been confined to Asia, but has recently spread to Turkey.
Why would they do that?
The virus has killed at least 83 people, passing from birds to humans. Oh my god, look, that's Orlando, Florida on the TV.
Damn!
She does look good. I wouldn't want to kidnap that man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take her downtown.
Downtown.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do something in the way of an introduction right here. My name is Sean Ward, and you're listening to a, I almost didn't even want to call it Peanut Punch Radio, but I'm going to call it Peanut Punch Radio. It's a special edition of Peanut Punch Radio. Special because it's being broadcast live from Orlando, Florida in the United States. And I really hope that some of the listeners from, you know, some of the people that aren't, don't come through the show from PCU, but come through this to the show through what I do, be outside of that. I hope a lot of them are listening, because it'll be fun for me to be in Florida and them to be catching the show. So I'm here live in Florida in the studio that is typically the broadcast center for the great Carlito and the Madhouse. So I'm in the studio, having as my co-host tonight the man, the legend, Carlito. What up?
Hey, what up, everybody?
How you feeling?
I forgot the phones.
Oh, he forgot the... Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to get to those phones soon enough, as these ladies and gentlemen on the airwaves know what's happening. With this good music and this good weather, it's like walking around in May outside for me. It's beautiful. Tomorrow I catch a flight back home. We went to that, went to this thing called the City Walk last night at Universal Studios. And what a trip that was. It's like they've just made their own city with movie theaters and nightclubs and restaurants. It's a whole downtown. But minus the office buildings, minus the traffic lights, and minus the people begging for change. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I loved it. I loved it a lot. It was pretty fly. No, it's not too dark. It's not dark enough, actually. No, I'm just being silly. Word up. Man, what you talking? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with my man Carlito up in this bitch.
That's me.
And we're going to do a show tonight.
State of the Union address.
Oh, yeah, we'll get this. Tuesday, not tonight.
Yeah,
we've been great to not only simulcast it, but yeah, give our running commentary.
Let's do that. You won't be here.
I won't be here.
You should stay in America for the State of the Union address. This is a great time.
Well, maybe I'll catch it on one of the American channels I get.
Maybe you will.
And, yeah. So, everybody, get down on some shit because the State of the Union address is coming up on Tuesday. Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're up in this bitch and we're gonna do some live prank calls. Am I right? Yeah, we're gonna maybe take some calls. Carlito was saying we might take some calls too. Yeah, so we're gonna open up the 800 number, I think, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's already open.
No, it's not. Your show,
and
I'll just
produce.
I am your prank master. Fuck me. Now fuck you.
Does that mean I have to piss on you now? Because
yeah,
I'd rather not. You make a mess of your carpet and everything. Like, come on now. Okay. Oh, we're gonna do a phone check. Yeah, phone check. Hell yeah.
Yeah, the phone's working.
The phone is working. What is this?
That's Soundstorm. I got that from his video. The nice people let him know what they doing is. That's gonna be when I bought my motherboard.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, but yeah.
I want that.
Well, I can send it to you. I don't know if it'll work because you don't have an NVIDIA.
No, I don't got NVIDIA shit.
You have a sound card? You can download something like this.
Well, fly.
Better control, yeah. But there it is. That's how it works.
Well, it's dope. Everybody, I highly recommend it. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, doing peanut punch here on Sunday. Hey, all of you people that are listening, look at my teeth, they glistening, shining, gleaming, ding, in the light. People want to try to come up, because I'm a sight, get my autograph on the street. Try to come down and say they could beat my style. And I went nowhere with that. Oh yeah! Oh, they're gonna talk about Social Security. Oh, one, Terror, they got it. The debate heats up.
Yes.
And then Hannity and Combs are coming on after.
They're gonna come on each other.
Good Lord. Why is seriously, dear Americans? Why is Fox News like? Why do you allow this? Like, how could you? No, how could you build a society in which Fox News would come to be? Damn, where'd she go? Well, yeah, people.
Jennifer Keys, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying? Why do Americans always put Asians on TV?
No, I said why would Americans build a culture in which Fox News would just get to happen?
Let's change.
Yeah, put on some MTV or some shit. See, they're good enough. Yeah, you gotta keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even have cable, let alone get a lot of these channels. So coming in and getting the full breadth of American cable is a bit of a trip for me. That's all right. We're chilling. We're just getting them all warmed up, letting that listener count climb back up. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Live on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio right now, tonight. Chilling up in the Madhouse Carlito studio. Oh, damn, Tom Cruise, Top Gun. Oh, now somebody's crying on VH1. Welcome to Sean and Carlito Watch TV, a new program destined to highlight the frailties and shortcomings of ourselves and our attention span. Yeah. That was you singing right there, I heard. Oh, shit, yeah. Death Row is in a house.
Long at 130, and she's currently at 132, yeah. So she gained 2 pounds in a week.
Oh, God.
So she's on a weight loss show. How do you do that?
Maybe she just had something to eat when they weighed her. You know it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about something. I came down here to do this comic book show. And the comic book show was held in, like, a barn at a fairground. And, yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was the Central Florida Fair. Is that what it's called? The Central Florida Fairground?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was the Central Florida Fairground. It's you gotta like walk across grass and dirt to get this big barn that the thing is in. It was unbelievable. But it was a hell of a trip. We met a lot of great people, and you know, the caliber of the women, it went up. It started out at 0 on Friday and moved up to maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 on Saturday. But it easily got up to 6 and 7 out of 10 today. And, yeah, a lot of families coming. And all right, Carlito's going to step out the studio for a moment. Yeah. Now Carlito is going to go tend to whatever business a man like him tends to at a time like this. And I'm going to take a few more moments to just, you know, rap at you about my trip. Like, looking at palm trees, man. I don't look at palm trees ever in my day-to-day life. I haven't seen a palm tree since I was 11 years old. I came down to Florida here to go, like, one of them family vacations at the big theme park. But now I come up and I'm surrounded by palm trees. And here's a very interesting thing that I noticed that surprised me, is that even though your currency is worth more, everything is the same price. If something is $5.99 in Canada, it's $5.99 down here, I'm noticing. The difference is that it's US dollars, so it actually is a lot more expensive. Everything is just, you know, that percentage more expensive down here. It's wild. And, yeah. We want the funk. Gotta have the funk. Oh, we need the funk. Gotta have the funk. Oh. I'm done with the song. I'll save that one for the news bulletin, even though it's not news music. There we go. That's some fucking good music. The listener count rises slowly. I'm not satisfied with it. Get the word out if you're listening. Instant message all your friends. Do whatever you gotta do to get the word out. So we're back on the air. And we're gonna be getting into some live on the air calls very, very soon. Carlito, I didn't know this about Carlito. Carlito's a big cigar connoisseur. He's got a big stony fucking burn. He went off the rap or whoever on his telephone.
Jumped out of a jelly into a jam.
I'm gonna pop it over in the chat room to see what's up. You and the Burps is whack. You don't know what you're talking about. Lonesome Loser says, oh yeah, he says a lot about phone numbers, so we're good for phone numbers for just to join in. Yo, let's see. We gotta throw a shout out to a Pimp Slut. I got some freestyles you can broadcast. Well, listen, Pimp Slut, if you wanna broadcast some freestyles, all you got to do is phone in. Now, we forgot to say the phone number when Carlito was over here. So when he gets back, we're gonna get that phone number and get the toll free number happening so you can call in, Pimp Slut, and fucking throw down that rhyme, man, cause I wanna hear that rhyme. Position, what you got to say? You got a phone number. Oh, okay, so he's setting us up. He's got a prank call situation. He would like us to examine. So we're gonna check that out in a minute. As for Pat, his name is Patrick. He's 18. He plays bass in a band. Has a girlfriend. Have we been over this one a couple of times? I don't know. Am I tripping out here or what? And back to the regular chat room. What's he got to say? This is whack, he's got to say. I just fucking shouted that dude out, and he's gonna tell me that my show is whack. I'm gonna fucking kick him. Kick. Tell me my shit is whack. Some fucking good music shit.
chilling up on Sunday nights. Tomorrow afternoon, I head back up to Toronto. It's gonna be wild.
Who do you?
Yo! Test it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, we got a little bit of mic trouble that was coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so we're just fixing up the mic. Yeah, I unplugged my shit, apparently. I unplugged my shit by accident. So now we're fixing it up, you know, doing it. Now we got, oh, there we go. Now I'm back on for real. All right, back in action. So, Carlito's back in the studio, and we were going to say, hey, Carlito, we got to hook up a couple of things. We got to hook up the 800 number, and we got to hook up making some live calls, because that's what the people came down to get.
That's right. Let me get to the right TV channel here, and I can open the browser, and, yeah, I'll give out a toll-free number. First of all, it's 1-888-278-8509. That's your ticket to reach us here. Me, Sean Ward, and Carlito. Peanut Punch Radio, live from Madhouse Studio.
Special edition.
That's right.
Of that's Peanut right. Punch Radio.
Our first guest broadcast here in the Madhouse Studio.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. It's an honor, of course.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It is. And I'm turning on that toll-free number as we speak. So, again, I'll give it out one more time. That's
yeah, say it nice and loud for the people.
1-888-278-8509. And that's on our dime. I don't even know if I spelled that right on here in the browser. I don't think I did. Damn it, man.
So we're just hooking up the 800 number right now, and we're going to be getting down with some of the live prank call ass shit.
Yeah, so you have numbers? I'm sure you have numbers to see what Los and Losers.
Yeah, he's been coming correct with it already, and some other dude sent in some shit.
All right, he's sending you some Australian numbers, actually.
Damn, fool!
There we go. And Milkman is confirming a phone card
check,
here.
Yeah, check this dude out. This dude right here.
Pimp Slut.
Pimp Slut, yeah. Why did I get kicked? Well, Pimp Slut, you got kicked because you were telling me my show was whack in the chat room.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. I just went over it and said, this is whack. Two times it said it.
And he's in Florida, and then he's got to say that. I mean, come on now.
Well, if he's listening, he knows he should come back to the chat room. Because, maybe, you know, whatever. He's just, we just give you a little kick, like, you know, we give you a nudge.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's just nice. There's nothing wrong with the friends kicking each other in the nuts every once in a while, right? Do it all the time.
Yeah.
Sean's kicked me in the nuts 5 times.
I'm having my nuts kicked. Ow! Right. Yeah, ah!
See? Like that.
Right. That was hilarious. Yeah. And so, we're hooking up the 800 number. And say it one more time for these people, so the kids, because by now they've got to be ready to write it down or type it or something.
It is 1-888. Like in 3 8s. 1-888-278-8509. And I just post it in the chat room for Sean Ward.
Yeah, just went in the chat room. Yeah. So we're gonna test. So we're gonna get into some live shit now.
All right. So you tell me what number you want to be have called on the air, and then I will call it for you.
Okay. So that's how we're gonna do things up in this bitch.
Talk on this phone. And I'll talk on this phone.
Here okay. So we go. Let's start with one of Lonesome Loser's ass shit.
Whatever's in color is from today.
Okay, so let's do this Dan and Renee Tool.
Tool, all right, a woman who answers.
What's the gag? What's the gag with Dan and Renee Tool? What do they need? Why am I calling Dan and Renee Tool?
I don't know, boss.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Find out when we get there, I guess.
Yeah, all right, well, we shall. So, yeah, once again, it's 1-888-278-8509. Back to more Rick James, right?
Yeah.
Your balance is $2.10. Please enter the number you wish to call. You have 227 minutes.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Did you get the thing I sent you?
What?
Did you get that thing I sent you? Renee? I dropped it off to you today.
Hello.
Hi, Renee?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Renee. Did you get that thing I left for you this morning?
What?
Did you get that pie that I left for you this morning?
A pie you left me?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Renee.
Yeah?
Right. Did you get the pie I left for you?
A pie?
Yes. It was homemade.
Who is this?
This is Renee.
Who is this?
Renee. The pie was homemade.
What?
The pie was homemade. Rhubarb?
Where'd you leave it?
Oh, right there on the porch.
I don't have a porch.
Well, in front of the door. You know what I mean. Come on now. It was rhubarb.
Who is this?
Renee.
Who are you calling?
Renee. You.
Renee who?
You.
Huh?
Renee.
Me?
Yes. Renee Tool.
Who are you?
Renee.
Who is this?
Did you get the pie I left you?
No, I didn't. Who is this?
Why not? Who would have got to it first?
Who are you?
Who would have got to it
what?
First? Who could have beat you to the pie?
I ate the pie. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay. That was good. Not to make you feel bad, but you really were sounding like Michael Jackson.
So I had a that voice is totally Michael Jackson. That's awesome.
Whoa. Bad. Well, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I just jump in and
yes,
hit the gas.
That was great. Good call. Good call, Sean.
Thank you. I'm tempted to call the Skunk Bay Lighthouse and ask them what that fucking smell is.
Skunk Bay.
I think you should do that. I want to hear that one.
Yeah.
With that voice.
The new voice.
Yo, guy.
Yo, man, what the fuck is that smell, yo? Yo, your lighthouse stink, man. All right. I will do that right now. It's a very good idea.
For English, press 1. Para español, más dicen. Your balance is $2.21. Please enter the number you... You have 221 minutes.
Got an Arab kid there. See that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Yo, is this the Skunk Bay Lighthouse?
Yes.
Yo, man. Why you people smell so bad, yo? Yo, I was going down Twin Spits Road, yo, and I smell that shit from the road, yo. Yo, why you smell? Yo, you smell like ass. Yo, you don't get water out there? You get that sulfur well water, yo?
Hello? Okay.
Have a whole lot to say on that one.
No, he was like, he thought it was funny, at least. I mean, I made the guy laugh. There we go. Well, that's good. Good for him. Good for him, yo.
That was some ridiculous live shit. Shit ridiculous on live here on PCU. Yeah. Prank call underground radio.
I saw Cracker in there somewhere with a kid.
Well, I like this Jimmy Frail. We can work with Frail. There's some situation in which he's frail or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Offer him the strength of God. Strength of Jesus. I'll bring to you the strength of Jesus.
I'll do that one for real.
Alright, let's do it. Back to the
We're dialing the number, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I'll just hang on.
You have 218 minutes.
Check.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, could you please put Jimmy on the line?
With who?
Jimmy, please. Could I please have Jim on the line, please?
I'm sorry, there's no one here by that name.
James? I'm looking for Mr. Frail.
He's not here.
Can you please tell me where he is?
He just passed away years ago.
I'm very sorry to hear, ma'am. Then perhaps I can offer you solace in the grace of Jesus.
No, I wouldn't be interested in anything, thank you.
How about solace in the grace of Jesus?
No, she's obviously not Christian. I should call her back as Jesus and say, why don't you...
Yo,
man! What the f***? Yo, this is Jesus, yo. Jesus. But you got no love for me.
do it. That's all.
All right, we'll do it then. Hang on. I'll play my theme song.
Oh, good.
Next on PCU.
For English, press 1. Is not reachable with this card.
Yeah.
Please enter the number you wish. You have 215 minutes.
Perfect time.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Yo, this is Jesus, yo. Why don't you have no love for me, yo? Yo, I love you. Jesus loves you, yo. Miss Frail, Mrs. Frail. Together with me and Jesus in this holy book, together we can drop down the barriers of your frailty and make you strong with the light of Jesus.
Well, fuck. She doesn't want the good word. Well, fuck her then. You can't force a good word on some people. I have it. Sean has it. We both went to church today.
That's right.
Nerd church.
Couple times.
Yeah. Couple times. Went to church and temple. All right. So who's next?
I think Calvin and Jenny Cheap are next.
We got the Cheaps.
Yeah.
These numbers from Lonesome Loser. Yeah. Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, thanks, Lonesome Loser. He knows he gets the eternal, perpetual thanks because he's always on the ball with all of the shows. He's just, boom, right there. He's like a very necessary part of the show. Yeah. He's the silent producer guy.
He's a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah, and a world traveler, too. Renaissance man.
Yep, yep.
That's true.
Yep, and a socialist.
And a hell of an alcoholic.
Yeah, you can put him down. Gin's his drink. So
they give you this damn phone, but they don't give you anything to stick it to.
Well, I put Velcro on the back of it.
But when you buy him, it's just like him and this phone just, if you're standing, just dangles.
Exactly. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
Damn communist.
The least they could do is put it on his back.
On his back, like he's like a radio operator.
Oh, no, because then he can't hang up. He can just have it on his chest. He's wearing it on his chest.
Yeah. Anyway, no one knows what we're talking about. This is great radio here. you see this here, yo? Yo, I got this today, man. It was Mo, yo. She called Mo. Hey, Mo. Yo, Mo. Or call him Muhammad. Just call him Mo. Look, this guy here, Murfat Muhammad. She called him Murfat Mo.
Hook it up.
That's
an
Arab kid, too. That's always fun. They're always fun to talk to. Hang on. Here comes that. Mr. Muhammad.
I'll bring you into it. You can we'll be like a rap group looking to recruit him.
You start, and then I'll.
We're live at Madison
Square Garden. It's always a part in the song where they were like, Howard Cosell, not Howard Cosell, what was his name? The guy that...
No, Mal
Robert.
The number is not reachable with this caller.
It's okay.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
The guy's name was Bob Costas.
I thought Marv Albert started it. Always.
Yes!
Well, I think Marv Albert and Bob Costas were both on it.
You have 212 minutes.
Remember Marv Albert was biting women or something like that? They found his black book. Isn't there something weird happened with him?
Yeah, I forget what.
I don't know.
Then he went down in flames, yo.
Yeah. The fuck, yo? Marv Albert was a faggot.
Hey, what do we call him? Where's the name? Oh, there we go.
Mirfan Muhammad. Muhammad. Any second now.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, bitch.
Yeah.
Damn, did I fuck it up by coming on the line?
No. Damn Arab phone lines. Slow. TikTok, bitch.
Them damn American phones.
Yeah. All right, we'll try it again.
Their economy's so dependent on oil, you can't count on them for shit.
That's right.
That phone number is not reachable with
yo,
this
what the
phone.
Fuck, yo.
Please enter the number you wish to call. You have 209 minutes.
I don't know.
What?
Turn your phone on. Hopefully this works.
Hello?
Yo, Mo, can I speak to Murfat, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I speak to Murfat, please?
This is Murf.
How are you?
Good, who are you?
Yo, Mo, this is the fucking Fly MC, yo, what's up?
Who?
Yo, this is the original OG, Fly MC, what's up? Yo, Mo?
Hello.
Yo, Mo, what's up?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, Mo?
Mo? Who are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you. Yo, what is Corey? This is the OG Fly MC, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I don't speak English.
Well, hold up. Yo, I got my homeboy right up in here. He's going to say a word to you.
What? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sharala, couscous, glub glub zip zip, ooga booga. Mohammed.
My fat. Rashid?
Yes, very well, very well. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so check it out. Can I call you Mo?
Rashid?
Yeah, Rashid.
Yeah.
Rashid or Mustafa?
La.
Go.
Hello.
Yes, si. ¿Cómo estás? Spanish or what?
Call me on cell phone.
Put wife on phone.
Murph.
Okay. Tab call me on cell phone.
Put woman. What do they call woman over there?
Her name is
Squaw.
Call me on telephone.
You name me on telephone?
On cell phone.
What are you saying, man?
Get Murph. Put Murph on the phone.
Murphy.
Tell me on cell phone.
I don't know what, dude, just put the woman on the phone, man.
I
know she's hot. Put her on the phone.
Yeah, put that bitch on. We'll talk to her. Get all wet.
Murph, I mean, you talk to Murph. She knows what's going on here.
Yo, I want to see your woman's face, yo. Yo, let me see her face. Can I see your woman's face?
يا ابني كلمني على السيلفون انا معايا خط انترناشونال هنا انا هتطرق في ده دلوقتي
what the cell phone international
لا معايا خط هنا على التليفون ده كلمني انت على السيلفون
he's trying to talk
يلا انا مستنيك على السيلفون
تمام
my name is internationally known
that's it we lost
that didn't work out anywhere near as well as I had hoped
no I'm sorry
That one flopped, yeah, belly flop, sideways shit.
It's hard to prank call a guy who really does not know English, you know? At least Mexicans normally know a little bit of it, you know? They can follow it if you're insulting them. There's people talking to you, though. You got disposition here saying something.
Yeah, I got a mic to work, but I'm not sure if I can use the talk prog because Windows drivers.
Oh, he's talking to me. That's right. Anybody who would be talking to me in the chat room. My bad. Let's see what Zolar's saying. Okay, 3 minutes, no audio, then four. Okay, Sean, Zolar was complaining, but whatever. That was a while ago, though. We're fun, right? Yeah, we're on.
We ought to be.
Yeah, so you're fun. Yeah, Tim Searcy, he's there. Yeah, but Tim Searcy doesn't want to answer his phone anymore. We fucked him with it for so long. You know what I mean? This guy's like, yo, how you put your phone calls on the internet, yo? How do you put your phone calls on the air? I missed it. How do I put the phone calls in the air? Well, the telephone just connects to you know, we set up a mic. We have a special little hookup here, and it goes directly to the phone. But
don't forget about the spell we have to cast.
Exactly, yeah. Milkman and the
Virgin
Islands.
And that's a 3.5-hour ritual right there. It's like, you guys don't even have time for that. Lightweights.
Well, yeah, Milkman sacrifices 3 chickens every week in the Virgin Islands, which means he goes to a chicken place and eats 3 chickens at one sitting, and then there it is. That's the sacrifice of 3 chickens, and then we can do prank calls.
And then we got to do that chant.
Yeah, the chant. The, whatever that guy
hi, was. Hi, y'all, war, ya. Hi, y'all, war, ya. Yeah.
Exactly. Make yeah. like a high, make a hiney ho.
So let's go down a little more on the list of numbers.
Yeah, what else do we got here? Let me see who else is talking to you. Yeah, Tucker saying it's been a good show so far.
Oh, word up. That's good. Thanks for the vote of confidence, yeah. Homie.
Well, there's a number for you right there. If you
confirmed.
Want to
number yeah. for Romeo Monkey. Here's his sister Mona Monkey. They're very angry French people who use cloth diapers on their children.
Oh, that's nasty.
What kind of hippie shit is that? Dang, well, they're saving the environment,
that's
yo.
Yeah, that's you know, you don't use cloth diapers, man. That's sick.
That's what it says.
Would you like if your parents use cloth diapers on you? You get nasty rashes. And.
Well, no, because they got technology now, man. Technology has infected the diaper world, too. Uh-huh. So the diapers, like, they're as good as the disposable ones now. Yeah. It's just that they get washed and reused, so it's not clogging up the environment, because diapers are horrible, horrible, horrible shit for the environment.
But a cloth diaper doesn't hold baby shit like a Pampers does. Like a Pampers.
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of the diaper world.
I don't know.
That's not my area of expertise.
Well, you have 2 kids.
I do, but you think I had a hand in raising them those little shits?
No. All right. Well, let's see. Sean Ward keeps a strong hand. With his women. His women are forced to.
I'll knock them up and pack them away.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. God, I'm not going to. When I have a kid, I'm not going to look forward to changing.
Send it to Sarnia.
Sarnia? Who's that?
Yeah. Sarnia is a town quite a ways out.
Oh, I thought it was a woman.
No, you get some women, deal with her, you send her to Sarnia.
Sonia?
Put her up in Sarnia, forget about her.
Okay.
She's good.
Was it like the Frozen North or something?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Like the Frozen West.
Okay, gotcha. Well, yeah. You want to call the monkey dude?
Yeah, let's call Romeo Monkey. Although, do you think it's Romeo?
Well, if it's French, I'm sure.
Romeo Monkey.
Romeo. Here's one from Walnuts, too. Look at that. Dick Cracker.
Oh, let's get to that next. I want to do the Romeo Monkey.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just seeing here Matt's talking. Blase, blase. Oh yeah, if you want to call in 888-278-8509. Someone wants you to call a Darren here. It looks like talk shit to him about his band named Ramshark and try to sign him or something. All right.
Cool.
Got Pat. His name is Patrick. As for Pat, his name is Patrick. Okay. I see that he's 18. Plays bass in a band. Has a girlfriend. Ooh, and lives in Montreal. I've called Patrick, and we try to call him during the week. On Thursday, we try to call him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what were we doing there? We were calling.
Calling right this one.
Romeo Monkey.
Romeo.
This is Romeo. All right. Oh, damn it, man.
Yeah.
Always close.
For English, press please enter your PIN. Your balance is $2 and.
You have 104 minutes.
Wow.
lot of minutes.
Yeah, turn your phone on. There you go.
Romeo. Hmm. On this shit again.
Asshole. Pick up, asshole. Damn it. I want to start all over again.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry.
While you're listening to the show here, call, open up your browser and get on over to myspace.com/SeanWard and add me, or if you've already added me, leave a comment. If you've already left a comment, leave another one, because I love them. And also hit the website SeanWard.net and Carlito's, is it MadhouseLive.com?
MadhouseLive.com
is Carlito's shit.
That's right.
And of course, PCU, the station you're listening to, may be reached via KDKPrankCalls.com. Yeah.
Oh, we got a problem. I guess I can't call Canadian numbers on this card.
Damn.
So fix him up real quick. Jackass in.
Good enough. He can't call Canadian numbers on no bitch ass card.
I got another card. No more. I can call freaking Australia if you want.
Damn.
Talk to the Prime Minister of Australia. Tell him to shut it. Okay, we're in.
Right. Should be.
There we go.
Okay. I command you to ring. Oh, bother. Yeah, this phone card's being a bitch.
Fuck!
That sucks. That sucks. Milkman sent me another number then. Hang on. Alright. Let's keep talking. There we go. Uh-oh.
That's my fault.
Damn!
Hang on. I'll fix that, folks. Hang on.
We're gonna sort this prank call situation out momentarily. And in the meantime, we're gonna listen to this jam. This fucking imitation reggae shit.
I guess it is imitation reggae, huh?
Yeah, it's alright. I like it enough. Let's make it a little more action-packed. Some action music.
It's very low. Turn the volume up on there.
Yeah.
Now the next song has plenty of action. The memory of the great Rick James.
Yeah, the great Rick James. KDK dissed him right on the air when he died too.
He did? What did he say? He deserved to die?
He said, what's he done aside from make one song that nobody even cares about anymore?
Yo,
rape fuck women.
Him, yo. That's some tape I just played of him right now.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm KDK, yo, fuck Rick James. Fuck Dave Chappelle too, yo. That'd be funny if he talked like that.
That would be funny if he talked like that.
Yo, KDK, I don't give a fuck, yo.
Is that happening?
We'll call the Canadian one then. We're international.
Word up.
I need mouse. Give me the power.
Damn fool.
Gotta keep the numbers working here. Yeah. 7-8.
Yeah. Okay. It's a numbers game, really, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. Rock and roll
forever.
See if
this
works. 5 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Well, thank you.
What up?
Yeah, what's she saying?
We calling right now?
Romeo.
Oh, okay. Romeo, well, okay.
Hello.
Romeo?
Pardon?
I must speak to Romeo.
You have the wrong number.
No, this is the Monkey residence. This is Mona.
Yes?
Mona, how are you doing?
May I ask who's speaking?
Yes, this is Dengue. C.K. Mona?
Mm-hmm.
You're wonderful. What is the monkeying around?
Pardon?
What is it, this the monkeying around? You're too beautiful, Mona. Oh, Mona. Ah.
Okay, this is a joke. I'm getting tired there. I want to sleep.
No, this is my beautiful Mona.
What do you
I to sing you? About your beauty.
Yo, why they call you monkey, yo? Sorry about that. It hit me, I'm sorry.
She wasn't feeling it anyways.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. She's a bitch anyway.
What's wrong with these women, yo?
I don't know. Damn women.
What's wrong with my microphone? It's not near my mouth.
Because yeah, she had it.
They need to hear my word of mouth.
There you go. You can bend the microphone, little stem stalker. Stem
oh,
stalker.
Damn, there's some people calling.
Who this is here?
Who this is? Who this is?
It's, oh, it's St. Croix. If it's St. Croix, then it's none other than the milkwoman. Milkman.
Hello?
What happened, yo?
This here is Larry Flint. I'm trying to get a hold of Sean Ward, the international prank caller.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Yeah, what up?
Hello, yes, this is Larry Flint of School Publication, and I was trying to reach the international prank caller, Sean Ward.
Yeah, what's up? What can I do for you?
Okay, very good. If this is Mr. Ward, then I wanted to let you know that you have a free subscription to Screw Magazine
for
1 year. We're doing such a wonderful job calling tonight, and you're really sounding crisp coming out of the Orlando studios there.
Oh, good. Thank you.
As well, there is a phone card that is sent to you in private message. It's an international call, and many of our listeners here would like to hear you do some fun UK or Australian calls. So by all means, use that card to call internationally. Even call some of your buddies at home that need a good tapping.
Well, thank you. We'll call some international shit and hook it up. You.
Very well, sir. I just wanted to let you know that your subscription will be arriving shortly and to use the card that we sent you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for the subscription, most of all.
Yes.
All right.
Take care, bro. Peace.
Hello. Bye. Milkman.
Yeah.
Milkman.
Okay.
Milkman.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Nothing.
No, Sean's still on the air. I'm talking to you now, me and you.
Okay. I didn't know if I was on the air or not, yeah, so I didn't.
Sean's not too happy that you called in, I don't think.
Why?
I don't know. He's giving me that look like, you know when you take your hand, you do the blah blah with the hands, like the mouth talking?
Yeah.
He said that. I don't think he likes you. All weekend, he's been like, yo, fuck Milkman, yo.
Well, shit, I say McCloud.
How can you be so cold to both me and Milkman like that?
Gotcha, Milkman.
I was just trying to send him the card. I didn't mean to interrupt the joke, man.
Just playing.
He's being cold to me and you like that.
Oh, okay. I hear him. Okay, no.
He's being
cold. Well, I wasn't going to interrupt the show, man. I just wanted to send the card to him because I wasn't sure if he'd got to it. And Nunu wanted you to do some international calls.
Well, we're going to do some international calls right now, man. We're going to get right to it right now.
Hell yeah.
This is the madass, this is the peanut punch. We've been waiting for this shit, man. Go to town.
Yeah. Alright, talk to you, man.
And Milkman, I was just kidding with you, man. It's cool.
Alright, well, man, I got my balls mashed, but I pulled them back up in my boxers.
Damn!
Good. good.
Yeah!
Well done. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Hey, good one food. Request. One request.
Yeah, what's your request, then?
Will you ask Sean to do a Chocolopco? You know, the, I don't know the character's name. It's the only one I know. Chocolopco! I love that character.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that shit international. I'll do that to an English person.
Let's do it.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, peace out, bro.
We'll take it to England. We're going to take it around the world. Yeah, England.
All right, power. All right.
We're done.
I always say that. I spend a whole month saying that at work all the time. White power. All the time. Like, yeah, that's probably why they got rid of me anyway then. This is a Puerto Rican guy going around saying white power all the time. When everything went my way, instead of going yay or woohoo, I go white power. And I just walk off and people give me looks. It's bad. I think they probably thought I was really white.
Probably.
Anyway, what did he want? He wanted us to call in. Yeah, I was just kidding with Milkman, too. That was kind of funny, though.
That was cold. Yeah, that's what that was.
Cold blooded. We already played that song, right? We can't play it again.
We can play anything we want.
Let's go back to playing this. Well, this is your selections, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Chief. Okay, let's see what Lonesome has sent internationally, because he's sending international. I got a lot of Australia.
Was it a good time over there?
Yeah, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, let's call 3 o'clock up. In the afternoon tomorrow, man.
Let's say what's up to the Burger King.
Crackers the Clown. That's here in Apopka. Ew. The hell's wrong with the sound crackers fucking up? Okay, so you got Burger It, you got a Burger King, you got a...
Let's go Burger It.
Burger It.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get that set up and you keep talking.
Word up. So we're going to call Burger It. They're in Australia. Adelaide, Australia. Which is in the province of fuck if I know. But I knew a girl that lived in Australia. Well, she still does live in Australia, and I still do know her. Though I know a girl in Australia who lives in Toowoomba in the province of Queensland.
You have an internet relationship with a girl in Australia?
No, she's one of my dearest friends, and she moved to Australia many, many years ago.
I was being presumptive.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
No, in fact, it took her moving away to Australia for us to have any kind of little thing go on, you know? And it's kind of nice when it did.
That's always how it is. This is way too loud. Nobody can hear us. All people heard there was music.
Good. That's good music.
We had a good exchange, though.
Well, if they're of the mind, then they'll have picked it out.
I hope so.
Of the ether.
From the single
unity of being. Because as it was, is, and shall be. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
Well, that's just the thing, isn't it?
Well, whatever you say there, Reverend.
I'm on some next shit! Nobody gives me. Rick James in your ears, ladies and gentlemen. That's Rick James. May he rest in peace. A funk godfather.
We're missing something here with these Australian numbers.
This shit again. We'll skip them. Come back, reel it back in. North America.
North America it is. Sticky Tongue Farms.
What the hell do you suppose Beyond War is?
Beyond War! Oh, Baldwin Park Veterans of Foreign Wars. Who would be answering on a Sunday night this late at the Veterans of Foreign Wars? At the
Let's find out.
It's going to be an old person.
In Baldwin Park, California.
Okay. Cool. We're having a bingo up here. My grandma used to go to the Veterans of VFW stuff because my dad was in a Foreign War. No, my grandfather was in a Foreign War.
What one?
Korea.
Damn.
That was a good war.
What's so good about it?
We didn't get our asses kicked as bad as we did in Vietnam. Hey, it's working.
Have the Americans won a war since World War II?
Yeah.
What?
The War of the Hearts and Minds. Yeah, we won the Cold War.
Turn printed on your Carter poster.
Okay, let's stop now. Well, I guess they take credit for a win because the Soviet Union collapsed.
That's true. Ronald Reagan won that for us.
Your friend.
Bomb Park VFW.
Hello, I'm just wondering how it'd go about getting down there.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just wondering about how it'd go about getting down there.
Getting down where?
To the building there.
I'm sorry, to here?
Yes.
Who is this?
My name's Eugene. I was in a foreign war, and I need to come down and meet y'all.
Well, you know, I'm getting ready to close right now.
Well, what time are you closing?
I close at 7 on Monday. On Sunday.
Yeah, so you're, like, trying to close right now?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I could make it if I took a taxi cab.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that I could make it if I took a taxi cab. I think I could catch you if I took a taxi cab.
Yeah, but see, right now it's already 7 o'clock.
Yes, but you're still there and still packing up. Now, I think that, I'm assuming it's going to take you at least another couple of minutes to pack up and get ready to leave. And I think I could make it if I took a taxi cab to come on down and see you.
Well, I close at 7 o'clock right now.
But you're still there and you'll be there for another few minutes at least, isn't that right?
Is that correct? I don't know.
Yeah. You think you'd be around in 6 minutes?
I should be here in another 6 minutes.
Hold on. Mel, is that music in the background? Is that just the radio or are you playing CDs?
It's a jukebox.
It's the jukebox. So somebody chose that song, selected the song.
Yeah, my ride.
Yeah. What other songs you got in the jukebox?
They're all oldies.
That's my favorite music. Oldies is my favorite one.
Is this Fred?
Yeah, this is Fred. You got it. I'm a veteran of a foreign war, and I just got to come down.
Is this Fred?
Yeah, I'm a veteran of a foreign war, you see, and I've got to come down there.
Okay, just the Fred I know?
Yeah. I fought in a foreign war. I'm a veteran of a foreign war.
Okay, what foreign war?
Grenada.
Grenada?
Yes, in the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s?
Panama.
Oh.
In the 80s, yes. That was a foreign war.
Canadian.
Oh, was it?
Yes. Panama is a foreign country.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And it was a Panama war.
Okay.
Foreign.
Okay.
And I'm a veteran of it.
Are you holding a veteran of a foreign wars card?
Yes, of course I am. Or I wouldn't be calling now, would I?
I don't know.
Well, yes, I don't mean to get cross with you. Yes, I've got the card, and I'd like to come down and meet you.
Okay.
So you'll still be there another 5 or 6 minutes, yes?
Yes, sir, I will.
So I think I could make it if I took a taxi cab.
Okay.
So, you'll be waiting for me. What? How will I know you're you?
I'm the only bartender here.
So you'll be the one that's behind the bar?
Uh-huh.
And will you have on glasses?
I'm sorry, what?
Will you have on glasses?
I should, yes. And that's what I wear.
And will you have a hat?
I'm sorry, what?
Will you have a hat at a jaunty angle?
Do I have a hat on?
Yes, but will you have it at a jaunty angle?
I can't hear what you said, I'm sorry.
I'm asking you if you'll have your hat at a jaunty angle.
Oh, Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. Oh, Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Okay, now you guys, who the hell is this?
Well, why you veterans get a bar, yo? Yo, what? I don't got no bar, yo.
Who is this?
I'm a veteran of the war, too, yo. Yo, I was in Iraq, yo. I got kicked out.
Okay, let me know who this is.
Yo, my name is Lewis, man. Lewis Garcia, yo.
Lewis Garcia?
Yo, I was in the army, yo. In Iraq, I dropped a mine on my foot. They kicked me out, yo. They said it was the fourth time. This one time I threw a grenade on accident at this general. He died, yo. My bad.
I'll be here another 5 minutes and that's all.
I threw the pin and kept the grenade. I said, here, take this, crack out, and I ran away. I said, feet don't fail me now.
Okay, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just here, yo. I want to get into your Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Well, I'm going to be here another few minutes and that's all. I'm
going
to close.
And then where will you be going?
Huh?
And then where will you be going?
I'll be going home because I'm going to State Line in the morning.
What State Line?
State Line.
Oh, come on.
Is that the insurance place?
What?
Are you going to see your insurance broker?
Yeah.
About what?
I'm going to go see my money that I left the last time I was there.
You going to see if he still got it?
Uh-huh.
The State Line?
How much of it do you think you will have spent?
Okay, the old gray mirror ain't what she used to be. Okay, what do you got? What are you up to?
Yo, I know where your money's buried. Yo, I got the map in Iraq.
Oh, in Iraq, huh?
Yeah, it's under the State Line.
Either talk to me the right way or just... I'm going to hang up.
Yo, what are you trying to say?
This is how I talk, yo. I dropped a grenade in my foot. My voice is like this now, yo.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, come on, yo.
Come on.
Yo, I shot 10 of my own men on accident. My bad. So, I got, you know, dishonorable discharge and stuff, but, like, can I go down there and dance with the old ladies and stuff, yo?
Well, there's no old ladies there except for me.
Well, I want to dance with you, man.
Huh?
You let me talk to that beach.
Talk to what beach?
That beach there in the background, yo. Yo, my, I'm Private Garcia.
I don't know who a Private Garcia.
Well, tell her you're talking to Private Garcia and tell her I said to shut up, yo.
Well, she's sitting here with her boyfriend, and he's a lot bigger than me. I'm not going
to
tell him nothing.
Well, let me talk to him, and I'll let him know.
No, that's okay.
Don't be chicken, yo. What's his name?
Oh, come on, yo.
Yo, I'll kick his ass, yo.
Oh, come on.
Yo, don't make me kick everybody's ass in that bar, yo.
Your boyfriend.
Oh. I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
Two against one.
I got to go to the bathroom, so you want to hang up?
No, give it to the man, I said. I command you. In the name of the in the name of the VFW.
I'm going to let you... There's no... No, I got to go to the bathroom. No.
You are not allowed to go to the bathroom in the name of the VFW.
It'll reach you in there. Take it with you.
I got to go, so if you're coming over, fine. If not...
Take it with you like that girl said. Take it with you. I want to hear you, your business.
I
want to
hear you...
I don't want you to, okay?
I
want to
go pee, yo. No, me hear you go take a pee. Yo.
Hey, I'm not a cholo and I'm not an essay, so...
You stupid cholo, man. Stupid gringa, man. You ain't
nothing. I'm a stupid gringo.
What's wrong with the Chicanos, man?
What the hell? Since when is VFW full of young people with, like, huge boyfriends and stuff like that who can kick my ass? I thought it was a bunch of old World War II, but I guess they all died. Now it's like Vietnam vets and they're all buffed up. Like, shit, I wanted to talk to that guy. That'd been funny. I should call back. Yo, let me talk to that guy, yo. Excuse me.
Oh, you call back and when she answers the phone, say, "Oh, you done so done in the bathroom so quick?"
Yeah, someone else is gonna pick up. Yeah, but I don't know the woman's that woman's name. If I would have gotten the name, I said, "Let me talk to."
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's good. Sorry, the Australian numbers only need 10 in the front of the 11, so 011 instead of 0011. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot, yo. Ooh, England, the Elizabeth Hotel.
Go.
The Elizabeth Hotel.
Well, that would be a good one for me to pull that special request prank call.
Good.
So let's hook it up.
Well, I'll get that in, and you keep doing your thing.
Word up.
I'll let you know when we're ready.
Well, we're just doing this prank call show. That's what it's all about. Listening to Rick James and doing the prank calls. Like that last woman. That was some funny shit.
That was funny. I gotta keep using that voice.
It was the VFW. I actually kind of like the angle that character is a Iraq vet.
My bad.
That he has just he just arrived back and he's clueless about everything.
Yeah, he's just so fucked up. Wasn't my bad. I threw a grenade at a general and killed him. My bad. It was a fourth time. Oops. Moron. Today's army.
And you got a dishonorable discharge.
I still want to dance in the VFW. It's the only reason I joined, yo.
Now, what is this card that she was asking about?
I don't know.
Do you have a Veterans of Foreign Wars card?
I guess so. I guess you're supposed to.
That's crazy.
They take that serious down there, but I guess it's a younger crowd again there now. Gulf War crowd.
Did you ever hear about people who get, like, passports, but the passport is, like, Federation of Planets and Star Trek shit like that? And then they...
Give it to me.
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, hello, sir.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Elizabeth Hotel Reception, how can I help you?
Is this Elizabeth Hotel? I need to ask you if you have something for me. Is that the one?
What is your room number?
You need to tell me the answer to one thing I ask.
I'm sorry.
You have one dessert to chocolate?
One what?
You have dessert one to chocolate?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, is the one dessert to chocolate? You have this one to chocolate?
You mean if we have a single room tonight?
No, you to have one single room, but also two sushi for sushi to chocolate.
I'm sorry. Madam, I don't understand you.
Elizabeth Hotel?
Elizabeth Hotel, yes.
Yes, and you too have a chocolate.
Can you say it slowly?
Yes, Elizabeth Hotel? You too have a chocolate.
Yes, I will transfer you, just a minute.
Thank you, yes, to do.
Can you please slowly? Elizabeth Hotel.
Alright.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How are you two doing?
What?
How are you two doing?
Good.
I calling you Elizabeth Hotel to know you have this one to chocolate.
What?
I want to know if Elizabeth Hotel have you to chocolate.
Yes.
You do have is good to have this one?
Yes.
The chocolate? The chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes. What time to have this one to driving for this one to chocolate?
Can we talk tomorrow?
We do tomorrow to talk about this to chocolate?
Yeah.
You to say to me?
I want to sleep.
Well, why you to do it today? Yes, they want today.
Because I'm very tired.
Why you to have one to have? Mommy, do you have any chocolate?
They transferred us to an actual room. I guess. Oh, that sounds like Miss Chocolat. We'll be able to call a number pretty soon here. We can call Flick's Restaurant Inn.
Nope.
Oh, I guess we can't. Bitch.
Bitch. I gotta get up for a second. So either play some music.
I have pre-planned breaks here. It'll say Madhouse if you don't get offense to that. Then
no, I don't care about that.
Hey, when it says Madhouse on mute, I'll say Sean Ward's Paint a Punch Radio.
Okay.
I'll do something like that. I'm not doing the right thing.
Check. Okay, well, I'm good.
Oh, here we go. Shortcut to breaks. Oh, yeah.
We'll do Bravo. Bravo break, because I haven't used that yet.
Okay.
All right, so talk him out of here.
Okay, talking you out. You're listening to a very special edition of the Sean Ward's Paint a Punch.
Yeah.
Live on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. This is Sean Ward and Carlito kicking it up in the Madhouse Studios in Orlando, Florida. Coming to you live on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. We're going to take a break and be right back at ya.
Nigga, fuck my life. We'll be right back.
makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take
excuse
the smell,
me,
can't take the noise.
Yeah, Carlito back here. I'm actually going to play, I have a prank call. That's a new prank call that I just did the other day. While Sean takes his break, we'll play this.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
Hey, how you
doing? Hey, fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you.
Is this Joe Caldwell?
No, this ain't Joe Caldwell.
Who the hell is this?
Who the hell is this? This is fucking Ben.
Oh, look at hell, Ben. This bitch Joey done take my son's game, my son's computer game, and scratch it all up.
You scratched my fucking game, goddammit. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. You know how much it cost?
PS2, man.
Yeah, you know what?
PS2, man. PS2, take the fucking dick out of your mouth.
$39.
PS2, you saying my cousin scratched your PS2 game? How the fuck is that possible when he's been over my fucking house?
He did it last night.
And if you got shit to say, fucking come to my fucking house and stop calling me from fucking New York, you dumbass.
We are in New York, and you know what? We'll be down there in a second if you want us to be.
Yeah, you'll be down here in a second. Yeah. That's
calling
right. Why should I call your number? It tells me in there fucking access code.
Hey, you cock. You know what? Listen here, you cock. That's my cell phone you're calling. You don't need to be putting in the access code on the cell phone. You don't want to do that, okay? No matter what.
Tell me to when I call it.
Well,
it don't go through.
Look, that wasn't supposed to come through, so I obviously didn't block my number right. I'm sorry. If you're getting the New York number, the one that starts with a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Look, I'm sorry, man. Look,
what
man.
What the fuck is it?
I'm sorry, man. Please don't tell my parents about this, okay?
Who the fuck is it?
This is me. Who
the fuck's me?
I'm a friend of you know, of Joey.
You're a friend of yeah, you know?
Yeah, my name's Ben.
Your name's Ben?
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live at, huh?
We're here in Wayne.
You live in Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What part of Wayne?
The good part over there, you know, South Park.
The good part? Why don't you come to Bendix Street right now?
Come to do what with your dick now? What?
Come to Bendix Street right now, motherfucker. If you got balls, come down my fucking street right now.
Bendix Street?
Come down my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's right. Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I sat on the
you
car.
You called my cell phone because you wanted to do a trade on the amp. And my shit got broken, thrown out of my fucking car.
No,
and
I don't know.
And we fucking stopped you, and
know.
My fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
Well, you from Wayne, come to fucking Bendix.
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
Eyes don't see nothing, sir.
Come down. All right, what street you on? I'll come to your fucking house.
Where do you live at? Bendix Street?
I live right off fucking Annapolis.
Annapolis?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
You say you from Wayne and you don't know where fucking Annapolis is?
Oh, Annapolis. Yeah, I know where Annapolis is. You said Annapolis.
Where is Annapolis?
Over there by Wayne, northeast, southwest of there. You know?
Northeast, southwest of there? Dude, you ain't even from fucking Wayne.
Yes, I am, man. Wayne till I die. Well, Wayne High School.
Wayne till you die?
Wayne till I die.
You sound like a Belleville faggot to me.
Belleville? How'd you know? You could tell my voice?
Yeah, you sound like a little fucking faggot.
So what happened to your car now?
My car? What the fuck you think happened? Why don't you come try to steal shit out of my car again so I fucking kill you?
I didn't do anything.
Wait. Yeah, that's right. You're fucking scared to come back by.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Right.
Look, how'd you know it was me? Look, you got my number now. I mean, please.
Yeah, I got your number when I call. It's fucking blocked.
Well, then what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? You got a problem with your phone. That's all it is. I'm in New York. I'm on a payphone.
You ain't fucking New York.
I am.
Then why the fuck you calling a cell phone?
I'm not calling. This is a cell phone.
Yeah, this is a fucking cell phone.
Oh, great, yeah. Well,
how the fuck you know my cousin's name?
He's my boy.
So you from New York, and my cousin's your boy.
Word. Me and Joey, man. Me and Joey till I die.
See, you ain't even from fucking New York.
He's my BFF.
You ain't even from fucking New York.
Yes, I am.
You from New York.
What the hell are you talking about, yo? You.
Yo.
You guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm at. I'm at fucking Wayne on Bendix Street.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking take Wayne.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking moly. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, nigger.
They got fucking
on my street. See if you keep talking shit.
What'd you say? What'd you say to me?
I said, fuck you, nigger.
Yeah,
calm down my fucking
street. Hey, look,
street.
Motherfucker. Look, my mama black.
Your mama black? Well, good. Fuck you, nigger.
Fuck me,
fuck
I'm not
you,
black, though.
Nigger.
You're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch.
Fucking nigger.
Kiss my ass, honky, crack ass, crack a
nigger.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
white.
I'm glad to be a fucking
why
honky.
Bitch. Why, bitch?
I'm
why,
on
bitch?
The fucking street so you can fucking
bitch?
Bite the curb.
Why, bitch?
I mean, where you live? I'll be right over.
Bitch, what bitch? What bitch?
Exactly, you're a little bitch that talks on the phone. You don't even get
that
word.
You're a crack-ass bitch. Where do you want to meet? Come on, where are you going to be at?
Where do you want to meet?
Pistols are Don.
From Wayne, right?
Pistols are Don, sir.
Did you say you from Wayne?
I told you already. I'm Wayne, man. Wayne,
you're
Michigan.
Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne, Michigan.
Wayne.
All right, well, what high school do you go to?
What's it got to do? What's it got to do with me?
Just tell me what high school you went to.
It's none of your business.
Because you ain't even from here.
Yes, I am.
There's one high school here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't need to tell you shit.
Because you ain't from here.
Look, I work at the county airport.
You work at the county airport?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There ain't no fucking...
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended...
The Madhouse will return after this.
My fellow Americans.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? We're back from break. We just needed to have a little sit down, take a break from this show. And we're back from that break. And what you heard on the break, instead of commercials or advertising messages... with some world-class comedy. That was some new shit by Carlito. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
I like that one. That was hilarious.
I'll play the whole thing on Thursday.
Is that going to be on the Host the Pranks page sometime soon?
Yeah, once I get to submitting it or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're going to have that on the Host the Pranks page real soon. And just like, I got to get some more stuff on the Host the Pranks page. Because I've got a lot of live shows that...
Yeah.
Have some real gold nuggets in them that I gotta go carve out.
People all the time like, where's Sean, where's Pranks? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, they're on, they're come, they're there. They're there. We just need to get them gouged out.
Ow. Yeah, I agree.
And we'll have that soon enough. In fact, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Maybe I just need to see a little more demand for this on the part of the listenership, of the part of the audience. But I've been strongly considering starting another MySpace page. That is for the prank calls.
See, I haven't wanted to do that.
A peanut punch. And so the four music tracks, you know, the band will be listed under comedy probably.
Pranks.
Yeah, and then there won't be no music on the page. It's going to be all prank calls.
Actually, I have one. I have one that I started that has, like, the promo for the show, the old promo for the show. That's the one that's on there that plays and you can get. I've done that, but I don't even remember. I don't know. That's
well,
a story. At some
right.
point, I'll be transferring everybody on my MySpace to a new account. So watch out for that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here's a Orlando Magic report.
The Orlando Magic.
Have lost 89-81 to the Philadelphia 76ers.
The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Magic's ass in basketball tonight.
How about Sean's living? Because ever since he came, they've lost 3 games.
Well... But we got our listener count going up and
yes,
up and up. So, what do we give a shit?
Yeah, fuck
if
the Magic
wins or loses.
Fuck basketball. Pranks, baby.
It's all about the prank calls. This is real sport. This is a man's sport right here.
Gentleman's sport. Like hunting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And golf.
Yeah.
Except,
Irish whip.
Except golf, not really. Like hammer throwing.
That's my beer, not your beer.
Oh.
Really? You must have contaminated my beer, right?
Oh,
there.
Damn.
See?
I almost got my cooties
right.
on Carlito's beer.
Well, here, my beer here.
Ew.
All right. So, what we're going to do, we're going to call Darren, who has been sent in by Hanshul Bean. Hanshul Bean.
Yeah, we're going to call Darren up in this bitch.
Is Hanshul Bean still in the chat room, at least?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. Good. Well, guess what, Hanshul Bean? We finally got to you.
Your number is up.
Yes.
You win.
So get ready, bitch. And I hope you're ready with your donation. He said he's going to donate $50 to Sean Ward.
Well, where? When? When did he say that?
I'll give you $50.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Dude, you did. You said, I'll give you $50 if you call my number. So that's it. Now you have to do it. We're going to do this prank for you.
Yeah.
And you got to go to SeanWard.net and donate $50. Yeah. Or if, you know what? If you want to be really slick, then donate $25 and the other $25 at CarlitoMadhouseLive.com.
And then another $10 to
KDK. Yeah, right. So make it $60.
Yeah, and another $10 to United Way. And,
No, fuck the United Way.
Fuck the United Way.
Yeah.
For United Way. Ooh, we have a caller.
We got a caller up in this bitch, for real.
From unknown name. All right.
I'm ready for an unknown name.
We haven't
heard from unknown name
in a while.
Yeah.
What up, caller? You're on the air.
Yo, you think you can make a call?
Well, so who is this?
This is Pim.
Oh, you want us to make a call to who or what?
Okay, his name's Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
And the number's...
Well, yeah, you can't say the number. You can't say the number on the air, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, all right, check
you
this.
You want me to type it to you?
You got to send it in a private message in the chat room.
Yeah, because then everybody will call in, then no one get through, and then we'll get sued. And
well, yeah, that's just one of the rules around here. Yeah. There's certain lines that we don't cross so that we don't get in trouble, you know what I mean? So, exactly.
We don't make fun of Jesus either.
So send the number in private message over the chat room.
Well, I can mute him, yo.
Then I gotta write it down. I'd rather see it on the screen. So there's a protocol that's in effect here, and the protocol is that you send the number in a private message through the chat room.
Exactly.
And that also is being said for the benefit of all of the listeners, that if you've got a number you want to submit, do so by going into the chat room and sending it in a private message, and we'll call friends and play tricks on them. We'll play we'll call family members and play along with some gag you've got in mind.
Yeah.
If it's good and if it's a good and clever idea, then we'll do it. That's all it is.
Hey, Pimp Slot, is that the number that ends in 82? Is that the number that you already sent to us here?
Yeah,
your boy Ryan at Popeyes. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, he worked at Popeyes.
Hang on, all right, cool. We got it. We have it in archive. No problem. We're gonna do that now. Then hang on, that's the one.
Okay, awesome.
Can you read that, Sean, in gray? I can. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have to dial it.
His name's Ryan. He works at Popeyes. Right. And the number and kid's name Ryan. Okay. He works at Popeyes.
Oh yeah, we can do that. So, dude, well welcome. You live in the Florida area too. That's cool, man. It's good to hear you. Good to see a new listener.
Yeah, where'd you get turned on to PCU from?
Yeah.
What was that?
How did you find out about PCU to even listen?
Oh yeah, I was looking for a Family Guy. Soundboard.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And it directed me to PCU.
Good.
That's beautiful.
Spread the word, baby. This is what it's all about, the community. So we're going to make this call for you. Are we going to do that right now? Or are we going to do the other guys?
Hey, do you want to stay on the line and join in on a conference call, or you just want to listen on your own on the internet radio?
I just listen on the radio.
All right, no problem. Well, thanks for calling. Hey, okay. Tell a friend and keep, like I said, we got a show here just damn near every night, if not more than one sometimes. So,
okay.
Keep listening, man. And thanks for calling in. We're gonna do your number right now.
Will do.
All right,
call me.
Okay,
peace.
Out.
Thanks, man. Bye.
That's Pimp Slut.
Yeah.
Pimp Slut, everybody.
Pimp Slut from the chat room calling in with a special request.
Exactly. So I'll get on that number for you right now.
Word up.
And, you continue to speak, so.
Listen to the old school. take another caller. I guess we're going to be a call-in show.
This is from one of your biggest fans.
Oh, it is. How could he do this to me?
That's horrible, man. Shame on you, Jupe. I think it was Jupe, right?
I don't know the number.
You don't even know. It was him.
I don't have call display at my house, let alone nobody calls me.
Oh, really? Wow, that's crazy. You fly naked, you Canadians.
We certainly do.
Shall we do the call, or should we give him another chance to call in here in a few minutes?
No, I'll do the call.
All right.
Or take the call.
Hey, what's up? Carly, you're on the air.
No, man, just a second.
Just a second?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
What up?
Hey, it's Matt and Mark.
Matt and Mark, the latest and the greatest. What's the good word?
Oh, thanks. We're the latest.
What's the good word?
Be like ghosts. What's the good word?
Yeah, what's the good word, brother?
We should be doing some pranks.
What's that?
That's the good word.
Yeah.
That we should be doing some pranks.
We can hook that up. What kind of pranks do you want to do? Carlito, do you do pranks like in three-way?
Yeah, I can coordinate most definitely. That's a Madhouse staple here is the conference call prank, right, Ju?
Yeah, man.
Well, let's get on a conference call prank right now.
Let's do that. All right, guys, you want to call this Ryan, bitch?
Fuck yeah.
What do we got here? We got England, we have Flick's Restaurant Inn, you got your Manzi's Hotel and Restaurant in London, you got Sticky Tongue Farms in California.
Well, we ought to do the call that Pimp Slut sent in.
Okay, well, that's right. Yeah, we don't want to leave him hanging. All right, well, we got to give him the loan. There's some guy named Ryan who works at Popeye's. And
okay, Matt should, like, do the first one.
All right.
And then I'll do, like, the second one or something. I don't know.
Nah, I'm good. You can do that, man.
Then why are you even calling in?
I just feel like listening. I just feel like being a part.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, who's taking the lead? One of you guys got to take the lead.
Yeah, don't stop fighting and stuff.
I'll take the lead. All right.
Okay, so you're gonna have to jump off on this one? And you know to just throw the ball whenever you need to.
Yeah, I'll throw the ball right in someone's... I'll throw it at their eye, man.
Word up.
Yeah, right on. And, yeah, okay.
But get the with AIDS blood. Even for yourself, though, too.
With AIDS blood on the ball. All right, Sean, hang up your headset.
Okay, hang it up.
And then, Jib, you hang on, and, Sean, we're keep talking, and then we'll connect it all.
And we're going to hook it up. What up? Yeah.
You're good.
I'm reading a book right now called what's it called? Can't Stop, Won't Stop. And it's about the old school.
It's about Rockefeller Records.
What?
It's about Rockefeller Records. That's a song. Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Yeah. I'm sure. No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't know it, man.
Can't even spell it. Can't Stop. Well, we got a bunch of Can't Stops here. Can't Stop on My Own. Can't Stop the Rain. Can't Touch This. Can't Stop. No. Wait, we lose his kid already? Yes, we did. Because I hung up on him on accident. Oh, my God. Any day now. I'm fucking up your show.
Hello, caller. Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Thanks for holding on.
What's up? Jupe, you there still?
Hello.
Good.
We're still here.
Hang on.
Hello?
Nothing. We're about
cut that shit out.
We're about to connect.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, jeez. Hang
on. Don't hang up on him this time.
I'll try not to hang up on him this time, though, sir.
Hello? Matt, shut the fuck up. I can't hear anything. Matt, shut the fuck up.
Totally hate each other. What's with the fucking music? This piece of shit. This fucking computer. This piece of shit computer.
He didn't start it.
It's a piece of shit is what it is. So yeah. Ooh, Star Service Station.
Yeah. Shaq and the Notorious B.I.G. up in this bitch. Yeah. One is dead. One is not. Of those two artists. Yeah.
Yeah, one's dead and shouldn't be. One should be dead.
One's not dead and the other one is.
You can't stop it. Block it. When I drop it. Anytime I go rhyme for rhyme on a top.
This is a man that plays basketball and raps. Plays basketball and raps. Yeah. Basketball and raps. And he acts. Basketball and raps and... He acts.
Yo, why is this kid
that's right.
Hey.
Talking about Shaquille.
We lost him.
Well, fuck him.
Well, the call's going through.
Oh, good.
All right, you do it.
Hello?
Hi, Ryan?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Paul.
Paul
Jesus.
Yeah, do I know you?
Yes.
I was wanting to know when's the next time you're gonna be at Popeyes.
I don't work at Popeyes anymore.
Well, when did you stop working at Popeyes?
Like last week.
Why? God. Why?
I got fired.
For what?
For goofing off.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Who are you?
Paul.
Oh,
I was gonna get you to get me some chicken.
Who is this?
I was gonna get you to get me some chicken, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck.
Have I met you before?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you have.
How old are you?
How the fuck old are you?
12.
Well, why the fuck are you 12?
No, I'm 16, actually.
Why? Where'd the 4 years come from?
Oh, no, I accidentally said 12, but I really meant 16.
Well, are you gonna get another job at another Popeyes?
No, I don't like Popeyes.
Why not?
It smells.
But I need the discount on chicken.
Did you try McDonald's?
They don't have fucking chicken at fucking McDonald's.
AC works at McDonald's.
How does AC working at McDonald's help me with my chicken situation?
They have the chicken filet.
Do they have the same golden coating that Popeye's chicken does? The same succulent breasts?
Yeah, actually.
You are so full of shit.
Hey, no, what about KFC?
You couldn't pay me to eat that garbage.
What?
You couldn't pay me to eat that shit.
Oh, sure.
It's not even chicken anymore. It's so chemically altered.
No. Popeye's has real good chicken.
Popeye's has delicious chicken.
Yeah, they use...
It's not good. It's the best.
What? What happened there?
He hung up.
Either he hung up or I didn't pay the phone bill, but something just fucking happened.
What a cockfuck jerk.
Yeah, asshole. We don't need that shit here.
What did I ever do to him?
We don't need that shit here, I said. Popeyes, huh? You got Popeyes up there in Canada?
Oh, yes. I love it.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah, Popeyes is your favorite chicken. What? Sure. Oh, no, nothing in there. Hang on, we'll take care of that in a second.
Oh, don't even sweat it, dude.
Yeah, fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio to a thing that usually is called Peanut Punch Radio.
I can ask you something about that real quick.
Hold on one second. But tonight, it's called Sean Ward and Carlito live up in this bitch. Now, Carlito, you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, Peanut Punch. Is that peanut butter? Pretty much.
No, Peanut Punch is a drink from the Caribbean.
Peanut Punch?
That's delicious, yes. Mm. It's kind of like chocolate milk, but peanut milk. And it's a Caribbean, it's a traditional Caribbean thing that they make and drink, and it's delicious.
Wow.
And I had some, again, I went out for roti last week, and I had peanut punch with my roti.
What's roti?
Roti you've never had a roti. Oh my God, roti is delicious. Because of the high population of Caribbean descent people in Toronto,
right,
we have a lot of roti shops here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And a roti is sort of, if you can imagine, a pillow that is made out of, the material is like this really elaborate bread that folds up a certain way. Caller, hold on a minute. And it's stuffed with like this potato curry. And we get all kinds of things in it that you want, chicken or goat or beef or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It sounds good.
Now we can take the call.
Okay. Grab your headset and you can talk.
What up, caller?
Man, I'm sorry about that. What
up?
My brother,
What up, player?
He's at the phone.
What up, player?
Nothing much. Holmes. How about yourself?
Oh, I feel fine. I feel good. I feel good like I knew that I would.
Hey, you know that, like, you know, the tree sap?
Yeah, the tree sap. Yeah, it's sapping up all over the all over the land.
Man, I was at this like sugar shack. And they were like getting the tree sap.
Yeah.
They're making maple syrup with it.
Oh, good. When?
You know, like yesterday.
That's fly.
Yeah.
Makes me hungry for pancakes. You know what we had for dinner?
Scene.
You know what we had for dinner?
What?
You know what we had for dinner?
What did you have? Tell me.
Puerto Rican pork chops.
You want to know what I had for dinner?
What?
Pancakes.
I had a... Man, I didn't fucking have pancakes. Quit fucking with my head.
I heard you had pancakes.
That's what Matt said.
You're putting words into my mouth.
I just heard you had pancakes. Well, what did you have then? It wasn't pancakes. What did you have?
Cock.
Sorry. I had a bowl of chili.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I wish I had a bowl of chili.
Yeah, I wish I had $1 million.
Don't we all?
Okay.
Man, I wish I had like some bronze shoes.
Some blonde shoes.
I wish I could make. Yeah.
Why not just a blonde? Just have a blonde.
And a Pikachu.
Yeah. And a pair of shoes for yourself.
Yeah, and a wooden table.
Word up. So, are we going to attempt a conference call, prank call? Is this what we're doing here?
We could.
I'm asking Juke, though. Is this what we're doing here?
Yeah, that sounds like a terrific idea.
Well, let's make it happen. Let's make it so.
So who are we calling?
We'll
let me tell you what we got.
We'll open up Lonesome Losers list.
Sure, boss. Hang on. Alrighty. Hey, you is.
Okay.
Right, these were right here.
Juke, we'll rhyme a couple off to you. We got Manzi's Hotel and Restaurant in London, England. Sainsbury's Petrol Station. A gas station, basically, in London, England. Somebody, residence, W. Blood. Mr. Blood in Belfast, Ireland.
Blood.
And, let's see, Sticky Tongue Farms in Sun City, California.
Oh, I want to call Mr. Blood.
Mr. Blood it is. All right. So Mr. Blood is at, I'm not going to say his fucking address.
Blackmon.
But suffice it to say that he's in Belfast, Ireland, where the IRA...
That has a joke about chili, but okay, here's a joke about chili.
Okay, let's have it.
Hey, why do they call it chili? It's hot.
I don't know why.
No, that's
a joke.
Oh, that was a good joke. That made me laugh some shit.
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here.
So, Jupe, how about them finals? A's and B's, huh?
Yeah, A's and B's. I did excellent on those.
Great.
Way to go, brother.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You're scaring me.
All right, later, man. Bye.
Don't hang up on me.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Okay, tell dude to seriously knock it off. We're trying to do a show here.
Yeah.
He's fucking with me.
Right, so tell him that we told him to knock it off.
Punch him in the head.
I'm gonna go punch him in the head. That's right.
All right. Anyway,
he's gonna fucking hit me with my guitar. They say knock it off. They're doing a show, Matt.
They said punch him in the head, Matt.
Stop your tomfoolery.
Wherever you are. Which one is this one?
I'm going to punch you in the head.
There you go.
Stop running behind the couch, you little bitch.
Okay, now leave him behind the couch. Let's get to work here.
Yeah.
We'll call him Mr. Blood.
All right.
Are you going to be calm so we can do this and not come back to you not being there and I have to talk to him?
No, it's just because Matt hung up.
Okay. Good. Okay, so you...
Seriously, got to cut this shit out.
You stay chilling, and we're going to call up Mr. Blood.
Alright.
Word out. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Number one.
Hang up your phone.
Oh, okay.
And
continue.
Whoa! And continue talking on the microphone now.
Right, okay.
Shit, I talked to my brother like that. My mom whooped my ass.
Do you have a brother?
No.
He doesn't even have a brother. Do you have a sister?
Nope.
You're an only child.
I got a cousin.
You're an only child?
Yeah.
That's
fly.
Yeah. You got a cousin?
I broke my mom's vagina.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I don't know what to say to that.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
Let me connect the boys back here. Boys.
Joop. Hey.
Joopers. Good.
They're there?
They're back on the phone.
You have $3.
I have no idea if I did that right.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours,
FG Cox.
1 minute, 37 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Hey, Joop, this is Ireland, by the way.
Oh, in Ireland.
Yeah.
Belfast, Ireland.
Irish guy answered.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Blood? Mr. Blood?
Yes?
This is O'Roy from down the lane, and I think that you came over here dressed up as a ninja in the middle of the night, and you stole all my tea cozies and my doilies and a baker's dozen of crimpets from my pantry. What have you got to say to these accusations?
Well, I needed those things.
Yeah, you did. You're such a liar. Why do you have to do these things to me?
I don't
know. You know, my parents just got killed. And they just got killed, man. And you want to steal all my crimpets? That's all I got to eat. I'm going to come down there and throw a fucking rock through your window.
Right.
What's your problem? Why'd you do this to me?
I don't know.
You know what, you fucking leprechaun? I'm going to come over there and choke your ass.
Okay.
You piece of shit.
My goodness.
I'll show you the back of my hand, bitch.
Goodness.
<crucify you.
laughs> That was great.
Oh, I had a mouthful of liquid that I almost spat across the room.
Anyway, that was pretty cool. We got there's an FG Cox, by the way. FG Cox.
That guy was a fucking dick.
Yeah, he took responsibility for it all, though. Did you hear him? He's like, I don't know. I just did it. Didn't he say
he
needed those?
He took all my fucking crimpets.
He said I needed those things. He seriously said that to you, I think. Where'd you take them? I needed those things.
He fucking took all my crimpets and my fucking tea cozies.
Did you call him back, tell him that doesn't mean it's okay to steal? It's because you need things. I need a lot of things.
Yeah.
I can't just go in the back. I need all this money.
Give it up, baby.
I need to be rich. Anyway.
All right. Do you want to call somewhere else, or you want to...
Let's call Manzi's Hotel and Restaurants. Fuck him with me.
Yeah. In London?
Yeah, London. So why would I be calling the restaurant?
Want some
man,
food?
I already got an idea.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, you can have it then.
Oh, do you want it?
No, you're having it. No, you're having it. I want to hear you do it.
You take it, bitch. Okay.
All right.
All right, well, Joop, hang on. Sean, hang up. And the computer will hang up. And I'll play something
what's
while Sean...
What's the restaurant called again?
It'll be called Manzi's Hotel and Restaurant in Leicester Street in London, England. Cool. All right, hang on, kid. All
right.
Hang on, buddy. I mean, thank you. I disrespect one.
Yeah, we'll be right back after
yes. This. So, believe it or not, that's actually pronounced Leicester.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's Leicester.
Wow. You ever use Worcester sauce?
Yep.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Stupid Irish, right? What kind of last name is Blood?
It's a bloody last name.
Bloody hell. Joop. Good, hang on. You will hear a series of beeps.
Yeah.
I don't even need this. You should be playing music and stuff. I'm taking over this. I'm sorry.
That's fine. No, I'm just chatting away. I'm just talking. The listeners get a kick out of the silence.
We're in.
2 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or poster.
God, I hate this new woman. Manzi's Hotel and Restaurant.
All right.
What's it pronounced like?
Mandy's Hotel and Restaurant? Is this Mandy's Hotel and
Restaurant? What about it? Will you stop bringing this bloody number?
Hey, listen to me, man. I woke up in your restaurant yesterday.
Damn it.
The fucking guy.
Motherfucker. It's funny, though. Stop bringing this bloody restaurant. I'm an asshole. Alright, we can move on. We can try Flix Restaurant and then. Right, what else we got here? Stainsbury's PLC Petrol. God, I hate that word, petrol.
Call up Flix Restaurant and
then. What? Flix Restaurant and then?
Yeah, I want to do that one.
Hey, or you could tell them your car broke down or something, or you'd call a gas station asking for help or something.
Well,
we
can do that next. I want to do Flix Restaurant.
Yes, this is your show, I'm sorry. No one can hear you if you don't. Well, stay hang up. Alright.
They can hear me from across the room.
I know. All right, Jupe, you ready for this one? You're going to hang up.
Oh, I thought you guys were, like, telling me to hang up.
No, I was just saying I'm going to do the next one, and we're going to get you to do a petrol station after that.
Yeah, so don't hang up. What the hell's L.A. crack? There's an L.A. crack in Tasmania, Australia. L.A. crack. That's my name's L.A. crack. It's the best crack right there.
I'll be hanging up.
Yeah, you're hanging up, and Jupe, you hang on, all right?
I will.
All right, buddy.
And now, Sean, what we're talking.
Yeah.
Or play music, whatever.
Or play music or whatever the fuck. One or the other.
It's your show.
Doing this, doing that. Jumping a frat, a little scat. Drat to the rat to tat tat. Because I got it like that. Bitch.
Man, fucking Andy, when he's here when I'm doing the show, he should be dialing numbers and stuff for me.
Yeah.
He just sits here and drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I need control. Lost the number.
Damn.
Because we got a brand new one from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah. That's good music. We're dialing up some numbers. We're doing on the live prank call tip. How we're doing things tonight here on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. The numbers have been fly all night. Some of my best, I know that. I know that for real. I know that's one thing that's for real.
Jupe, you there? Jupe.
Take it to the max.
Jupe.
I want to love you.
Oh, Jesus. Jupe. Good. We're in.
And I'll take you down. Yo.
It's ringing. Flix Restaurant and in.
Good morning, welcome to the Sinopuran. Pastor Hotel, how may I direct your call?
Yes, I'm looking for the Flix Restaurant, please.
No, so this is the Pastoria Hotel.
What's the name of the restaurant that you've got on site there? Could you put me through to the restaurant, please?
Sure, please. On.
Please answer the phone, bartender.
Septal speaking, can I help you?
Hello, I've asked to be put...
Hello?
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, can I help you?
Sir, yes, I was asking to be put through to the restaurant, please.
To?
The restaurant? The restaurant.
Restaurant?
Yes, could you put me through
restaurant
to the...
Restaurant is still closed.
What time did it close?
Huh?
What time? At what time did it close?
The restaurant?
Yes.
A restaurant closed at 10 o'clock.
And what time is
Sunday.
It? And what time is it now?
It is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Four in the morning? Oh.
Yeah.
That's terribly late, I suppose.
It's too early for the restaurant.
Have I woken you up?
Sorry?
Have I woken you up?
I am doing something.
Have I disturbed you in any way?
No.
Sir?
You don't disturb me.
Good. Listen, sir. I'm up on the third floor, and I desperately, and I mean desperately, need to have my room tended to as early as possible.
Could you speak louder, please? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I need my room on the third floor of the hotel to be tended to as early as possible.
You need your... I'll put you to someone, yeah?
Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Tell him some kids broke into your room. Then have Jupes screaming in the background with Matt. Some kids broke into my room.
Hello? Is there anyone there? Did they hang up on me?
Hello? Huh.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah.
English bitches.
Screw Flicks, then. Oh, jeez.
That one came up belly up bad.
Yeah, it did. It was kind of funny with the guy. I mean, you know. It wasn't that bad.
I think Juke would have a good time with L.A. Crack.
L.A. Crack. The best crack. And that's in Tasmania. That dude
didn't sound very English to me that you were talking to.
No, it didn't sound English to me either. But listen, we got a name for you. We want to know if you want to call someone whose name is L.A. Crack.
Oh, I'd love to call them.
Okay, that works out nice. I'm going to hang up and Cardu's going to put it through.
Yeah, so. All right, Drew. Hang on there.
Yeah.
All right.
What up, dog? Let's watch some American Idol.
American Idol?
Yeah.
American Idol
this time. Well, we gotta get it on. Gotta find some American Idol to watch.
Gentlemen, return to your handsets.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 31 minutes, 57 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Matt, posters. Cut the shit out, Matt. Get out of here.
Hello?
Hello, L.A. Crack?
Die again?
Is this L.A. Crack?
No.
Well, I need some of that good stuff, if you know what I mean. So I can sprinkle it on my ice cream like Jimmy's and get high.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm gonna find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Bollocks to you, you Englishman. I'll come up and take my
Englishman.
Little glove off and...
Englishman, you fuckhead. Fuck off.
I'll take my glove off and smack you around with it.
He's Australian, man. That's like the worst insult. Englishman, you bugger. That's funny. That's great. That's what did it for him, too. So Englishman, think Englishman.
Okay. Ask you if you want the Cox call.
Yeah, we got one here also, FG Cox in Ireland. We just confirmed just a second, actually, a C boner in England orders this FG Cox in Ireland.
Well,
one you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take C boner.
C boner it is for the win. Okay. All right, so you're hung up already, right? Okay, and then all right, hang on, Jupe.
Am I hung up?
Yeah. Yeah. If you weren't, now you are. Okay, hang on, Jupe.
Minutes, 50 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
You guys there?
Yeah.
Good. C. Boner.
Hello?
Hey, is this C. Boner?
Sorry?
Listen to me. Are you the motherfucker who came up to my little brother and sprinkled paint in his eye? Are you that guy?
What?
Are you, you threw paint in my brother's eye.
She must be the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. I know it's you, and I know you're covering up for your lies. Your filthy little lies. What have you got to say to that? You want to get it on? I'll take you, and I'll smash your head in, with you know, like, I'll smash your fucking head in with my shoe, motherfucker. I'll throw paint in your eye.
Smash
you around a bit. Hey, C Boner, you motherfucker. How can you do that to me? I might as well just come up and hit you with the blunt side of a rake, or a broom, or whatever you may want to be hit upside the head with. Because you threw paint in my brother's eye, and now he's blind in that particular eye. And it's also a green eye, because it was green paint. You motherfucker! How can you just lie like that?
There's nobody there.
Hey Boner lady.
Yo.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang up now.
Okay.
You guys, you have yourself a good night.
No, we will.
And I'm wishing you.
Goodbye, Drew. That was a great set of calls, brother.
That was a great job to get your call, Drew.
Alright,
hold up 1 second, yo. Yo, Juke.
Aww.
Yo, dude, check this out. You listening? Check this out. You know what that is, man? That's fucking vegetables, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And that was Jube's answer.
Yeah.
We got somebody here requesting a prank call from
you.
Yo,
here's a fucking request. Check this out. That's fucking vegetables, man.
You're eating salad. Bag salad. Trying to fish your bag salad before you go. Yeah, because I'm not going to eat that sauce.
I'm replenishing my vitamins.
If there's anything I'm not...
One thing I got to admit the truth, man. The whole weekend, I've been eating shit all weekend.
That's true. A lot of fast food.
A lot of fast food. A lot of just garbage. I got to...
Well... Welcome to America.
Yeah. My exposure to American-style excess.
I just keep eating and eating. And so Jonathan wants you to call Pete Smith, and he's listening right now, and y'all right now, if you have any questions, his number is, and it's seven... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to give it out.
Let's call Old Boys Barbecue. Would they be open?
Oh, no. Old Boys is closed, man. It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday. The hell.
Hell no. Let me see what else is going to chat room for you here. I'll give you an update. Mike and TY gave us a number for a pad or something like that.
What up, caller?
Let me see who it is real quick. Oh, it's a new caller. I've never seen this one before.
I'll take this call.
Fine.
Caller, you're on the air.
What's up there, you crazy fucking bastard?
What's what?
I figured I'd give you a call and punch you in the peanuts.
Really? Why would you do that to me?
How's it going on? Is this Sean Ward?
Who this?
What's going on, brother?
Who this?
This is Disposition.
Oh, it's Disposition, yeah.
Carlito,
yeah. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, what's up, Disposition? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just chilling. I think I'm getting a fucking cold.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
That's whack.
I'll take the vitamin C. I'll fucking crush it up and smoke it in a glass pipe like crack, you know, if I have to.
There you go. That's right. Eat a lot of oranges.
Do that with high dosages of acetaminophen.
Mm-hmm. That'll kill you.
Acetaminophen?
Tylenol.
That's a tongue twister, huh?
get that Tylenol 3's happening, man.
That's good stuff right there, though. Isn't that codeine?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I sent you guys
a phone number earlier for, I was at AutoZone yesterday, and there was this dude, some tweaker-looking dude standing there bitching about the price of
a
starter. Huh?
I said, yeah, I recall reading that.
Yeah, but I just tried to confirm it, and I'm just getting voicemail, so fuck it.
Oh,
damn.
I guess we'll just have to fuck with someone else.
We'll do it another time.
But he seemed like kind of a high-strung kind of guy, so I figured, you know, if I called him up and told him that there was a mistake with the pricing or something like that, he'd get real fucking pissed
off. Yeah, it probably would have worked. Why don't you do that through the week and record it and then send it in?
Yeah, I'll do that. I actually just got my microphone working so I can actually finally record.
Hell yeah,
All right. Yeah, white power. This position,
one half black, but you know, I'm entitled to both. You know, I can say black power and white power.
There you go. You get the best of both worlds right there. Yeah.
There you go.
So does that make you gray?
I guess so, actually. Fucking
Oreo. Oh, yeah, that man's gray.
Poor gray man. Hey, give us some of that movie voice. Can you say, like, coming this fall to PCU?
Sean Ward, Carlito. I can't really do it right now because my throat's kind of fucked up.
No, that's dope.
Here, let me.
That is dope, right?
You know, we should do a call like that or something. Call somebody. Like, hello. One man, one desire.
Isn't that awesome?
Do it. Call Andrew Bull and do that.
What's his name?
Andrew Bull.
Right there, the bottom of the list. We're going to call Andrew Bull.
He lives in Hollywood Avenue in South Wales, Australia.
Andrew Bull, all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's do that. Now, let me play some music, Sean. Play whatever you want. Or I'll pick it for you. You're probably not going to like it. Freak. All right, hang on, Dispo. All
right.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your own dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I'm gonna slap the taste out your mouth, make it by the ounce.
What's your name? Fucking
me. Andrew Bull.
Good afternoon, Dr. Surgery.
Hello. Can I please speak with Andrew Bull?
Yes, who's speaking?
Are you playing games here?
Am I playing games?
No, I need to speak with Andrew, please.
Hang on, I'll see if he's in with someone. Hold the line.
I decided not to do the movie voice because it's going to sound like shit.
Yeah, alright. You scared the shit out of her at that spot.
He's in with a patient. Can I take a message?
Okay, yeah, basically what I need to do is, I'm in Australia for the weekend, for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And, I need to come in and get my reflexes checked, you know, hit me in the kneecap with the fucking hammer.
Yep.
And then my leg will come flying up, I'll kick you right in the ass.
Okay.
Can we set up something like that?
Do you want to make an appointment for some time?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Okay, mine is Steve.
Yeah.
Miller.
Miller. Okay. And he's here on Monday. on Wednesdays and Fridays, and today. So do you want me to see Wednesday or Friday for you to make an appointment?
Fucking, basically what my fucking problem is I got this funny little, it's kind of like mild fucking Tourette's syndrome, and I can't quit cussing and shit. So can you diagnose something like that? I got this fucking problem with like fucking mild fucking Tourette's and shit, and I need to get it diagnosed, you know, take some fucking medication to keep me from busting out with these weird outbreaks. I was wondering if you could diagnose, you know, see what kind of problem I got, see if you can give me some fucking pills and shit.
I'm a receptionist. I can't do that.
You want a goddamn fucking pills, you fucking bitch!
Oh, man.
Just for kicks. just for kicks, you understand?
I did that earlier, too. I'm sorry. Alright, disposition. That's great. Yeah, well, we definitely have, during the week, we gotta get together and record some stuff, man, and do some pranks too, man. Now that you got microphone set up, most definitely.
The only problem I might have with that is actually my Windows, my mixer, the audio devices and shit won't load. So I can still listen to through Winamp, and I got sound through Half-Life and shit and all that.
Yeah.
But the mixer drivers and shit won't load, so I don't know. Okay. Depending on the program that we use, you know, hopefully I can select what drivers. I can use for sound.
Yeah, we got a few options. We'll work it out. But that, right, I'm cool. Sorry, that's Carlito business. It's John Ward's tonight. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
Word.
Killing the show, man.
Yeah. Well, we're both.
Well, we're just doing a prank call thing. So.
Yeah.
So hey, hold on. Let me turn my phone up real quick.
Are we gonna stay on the line here? Or are we gonna move on?
I don't know. Is your phone on?
Are you sticking around for a minute to do? You want to stick around and do some more prank calls or what's going
on? Yeah,
up?
You know what? It's real great. You guys got that fucking 1-800 number because it, you know, it saves my ass from getting my ass beat by my grandma at the end of the month.
Hell yeah.
There you go. Well, you're welcome.
So who are we going to call next?
I got an idea for a business, actually. I'm going to act like customer service control quality or something like that.
Do you want to call a residence, then?
Oh, I want to... Well, whatever's good.
You want to call a business? Well, the way you're thinking of it, do you want to call a business or do you want to call a residence?
I want to call a business.
Yeah, I think we'll call a business.
Okay, so what about Star Service Station in London, England?
That'll work.
Okay, good. Okay. We'll do it up. Okay. Hang up now.
All right. And then you hang on, and we'll be right back. Right. Hang on, buddy.
All right.
Yo, what up? This is Wyclef with Mary J. The girls with my acoustic guitars, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks. I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next.
Whoever comes for me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. And no matter how tough I would have been, only to you I would reveal my tears.
2 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Okay.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, hi. Is this the reason why I'm calling today is
sorry?
I've been hired. Excuse me?
Sorry, yeah. 1 minute.
Hello?
Hello? Can I help you?
Okay, I've been hired by a customer service control, and basically what we're doing is we're calling the store to make sure that you guys are answering the phone in a proper manner. And do you understand what you're supposed to say when you answer the phone?
Sorry again, sir. Can you tell me?
I am customer service control, quality control.
Yeah.
And I've been hired to call and make sure that your customer service skills are up to par. And I was making sure you understand how to answer the phone.
Oh, no, sir.
Sir, I hate to jump in on you like this, sir, but I need to make sure that you understand. We're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor, and there's an action pending against you. My colleague here can tell you more.
Okay, and basically, we've had a lot of complaints of you being rude to customers and silly things like that.
Right. Sorry, sir.
And there's an action pending, sir. There's an action pending, and we'd like to get this resolved as
manager,
quickly as possible.
This, matter, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the, give me the phone number, please, sir. This.
Yes, this is a matter that needs to be taken care of tonight, sir. We're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Sir, we're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor.
Yeah.
Yes. There's an action pending, and we'd like to have this matter resolved. My colleague can tell you more.
Hi, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, this is William Sterling. We're Customer Service Quality Control.
Yes.
And we just wanted to call and make sure that you guys are answering the phone properly in a friendly manner. And your employee got a fairly low score.
All right. Because I don't know my understanding this matter. Because I passed the message to the manager, I come back on the cop now.
Well, let me explain it to you, sir. We're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor. And there's an action pending, sir. And we really do need to get this matter resolved as quickly as possible. My colleague can tell you more.
Yo, man, why you so rude, yo? Yo.
Sir?
Hello?
Yo, start service, yo.
I am stopped, mate.
You have gasoline? Yo, petrol?
Yeah.
Yo, how much I gotta put in my fee at, yo?
No, man, that's yo, I'm still the petrol. Yeah, I'm custom service all the time.
Yeah, you're the kind of guy fill a car with explosives and drive right through a wall, you son of a bitch. Get out of America.
Hey, America?
Yeah. Get out of our country.
Right.
Get out of our country, you bastard. This is America, baby. Land of the free, home of the brave. My country.
Sir, we're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor. There's an action pending, sir. We just need to make sure you're aware of this, because we'd like to get this matter settled as quickly as possible.
Is there anybody over there at the store that speaks any English?
No, I understand because this.
Okay, you understand English, right?
It's only England.
So let me carefully explain to you what's going on here. Do you understand what I'm saying
yeah,
right now?
Can you slowly? Can you?
I'll slow down.
Yeah.
We are from Customer Service Quality Control.
Quality Control. Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Right, and we need to inform you.
Yeah.
That the employee that answered the phone earlier did a horrible job. He didn't answer the phone in the way that he was supposed to, and he got a low score. What I need you to do is tell me how you were trained to answer the phone, and we'll see what kind of score you get. Do you understand how the opening line that you're supposed to say when you first answer the phone?
All right.
You're supposed to say, customer, fuck you. How can I help you? You got that?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and another thing I got to explain to you. I got a question. What size shoe do you wear?
Yeah, 10. 10 to 7, sir.
10 to 7?
Okay. Do you wear glasses?
License.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What license, sir? That's an off license.
Right. So... Is it stuck in your ass, or?
License, yes, sir.
Yes.
It's stuck in your ass, right?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Every time, baby.
Right, so anyway, what size shoe do you wear?
I'm back 10 to 7.
Sir, I just need to make you aware, sir. I hate to jump in like this.
License something, I don't understand. License, what do you like?
No, sir, I hate to jump in like this, but I just need to make sure that you're aware. We're calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor, and we just need to make you aware, sir, that there's an action pending, and we'd really like to have this matter solved as quickly as possible.
Petrol station, my, you know,
My colleague can tell you more.
Petrol.
Yeah, that's petrol station.
Right, right. And do you know why I'm calling?
This is a petrol station, my Texaco petrol station, yeah?
Wait, excuse me?
This is a petrol station, yeah. And it's sometime you're...
Yeah, yeah, wrong. Fuck you, bitch.
You're wrong. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Steven?
Steven, now.
Okay, can you help me?
Now there's an American there.
You're in America.
What'd you say about America?
Yeah, America.
America what?
America.
America good?
Yes, good.
America good, my friend?
Yes, good one.
Yeah, George W. Bush good, my friend?
Yeah, my.
Okay, man, my friend. Assalamu alaikum.
I am not Muslim, my.
Oh, what are you?
I am not Muslim.
Latino? Yes, you said salam alaikum back.
My land, that you asked me. It's assalamu alaikum.
Uh-huh, and how you say it all...
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You said it all Hindu-like.
Yeah, I am Hindu, man. Yeah.
You're a Hindu?
Yeah.
Really?
So you understand that there's an action pending, sir.
So any more information? Yeah, I gave you the telephone number. You know?
We are calling from the firmness of Lillian Taylor. And you understand that there's an action pending, yes?
You're calling back after 1 hour, yeah?
Yeah, we're calling back from our call earlier this week. That's right. Yes, we are calling back right now.
No, man, we don't sell.
Yeah, I'm calling you back right now.
Oh, maybe.
No, man.
Sir, I'm calling you back right now.
Calling for other
sir? One. Sir!
You alright?
Sir! Sir!
Calling 1 hour, another 1 hour, yeah?
Yeah. Sir?
the firmness of Lillian what? That was good.
The firmness of Lillian Taylor.
Yeah, so I came up with that one on Thursday. That was great. The firmness.
That's damn near a classic.
Yeah.
The firmness, that's a good one.
I was saying it's not quite the firm yet. It's just, it's got a little firmness to it, but it's not quite a firm
so
yet.
What? Did I hear that guy say something about salami in his ass or something like that?
He was saying salami. I don't know what the fuck that guy was talking about.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And he lied that he spoke English, but, you know, that's a bold-faced lie.
Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to work, lazy bastard.
We're done.
Yeah.
We need to do some more shit.
We had to call and ask for Steven. What we gotta do? Okay. Well, we got a constant request keeps coming in for us to call this dude Pete Smith.
Let's call him up.
Who works at the Bay District School Transportation. I have no idea where that is.
We're done.
We do that. At this point, are you gonna stay on with us, or are you gonna listen?
Yeah, sure, I'll stay on.
All right, cool. Sean, you wanna do that, or you wanna try to see if we got something else from Lonesome?
Well, let's do this one we were just looking at.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, that's someone who's asking for it. Okay.
We're
all right, cool.
Please the fans.
Yes, we shall.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club, wide clef Jean. John Forte, Roswell, now I'm in the streets again, a little crazy, look at here, look at shorty got back, should I ask him for a dance, hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack, and besides, dirty cash talking to her, buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever, quiet as it's kept, they ain't even it's been, she spends his Franklin's, hit the malls with her friends, material girl, living
10 seconds. Actual minutes may vary per the terms listed on your Carter poster.
What's the name of this guy?
The next telcos you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Oh.
Please try to call again later.
What a cock.
0103.
We are sorry. Right,
all
tired.
Circuits have...
Okay, and we're back.
What up?
Nope.
What happened?
This position's still on.
I'm on the line.
You're on the line. You're on the phone line. Yeah. Okay. Shall I try another one?
Yeah.
Your call.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah, let's do...
Rose and Flowers.
I don't like that one.
Okay, see if we got anything else. I don't think we have anything else.
Well, let's call Virgin Flowers then.
Let me check. Hang on. Relax. We good. Oh, here we got a few from Madman. His stuff is always funny.
Okay, let's go.
He knows some freaky-ass people. On the Chicagoland area, they got American Taxi Dispatch. Oh, a bunch of taxi numbers here. Taxi companies, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah, we can hit. Other than that, okay, and then we also got some here, but these came in a long time ago. These came in 11, well, no,
2,200 hours, that's 10. Like about an hour ago, almost an hour ago.
We'll call it up.
And then Los and Loser just confirmed Tool O'Tack in Australia also. I have no idea what that would be.
Well, let's do one of them.
You're going to keep answering. We got this. Well, you're shot. Give me something.
Well, let's do one in North America, Lansing, Michigan.
Lansing, Michigan.
I need a coat. That's right.
Coat. All right. Hang on, Dispo. Sean Lord, hang up. I hang up here.
I dedicate this record to Carnival to all you brothers taking long trips down south, Virginia, Baltimore, all around the world, and your girl gets this message that you ain't coming back. She's sitting back in a room, the lights is off, she's crying, and then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night, and this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why see, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, you I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl,
what up?
I can't stay. I'll be gone till November.
Check. Hi, I'm speaking. Ready next week. Still getting. Hello?
Sir?
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 Tool shop? Bitch.
Asshole.
You can even stay on the line.
Damn it.
No more of that Gone to November shit.
You don't want the Gone to November?
Well, garbage.
Yeah, garbage. That didn't work. Disposition, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Fuck, I gotta piss.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. Let you go do that. Sean, you want to stay on here? All right, Disposition. Hey, have a good night, man. Thanks. Sean Ward, say goodbye, of course.
Oh, what up, homie? So long, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, good talking to you for the first time and shit.
Yeah, that was fly, man. We'll talk to you some more. Tune in next time, bro.
Hell yeah. Hey, how long are you guys going to be doing the show for tonight?
No telling. It could be a little bit, could be a lot.
Well,
not a whole lot longer.
All right, I might just hit you guys back a little later then.
Well, if we're still on past 12, then give us a call back.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, later, man.
Later, bros.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I got to make a phone call, you know what I mean? Sean, you want me to set you up on a call first, or you just want
to
talk?
Well, you know what? If you're going to go make a phone call, I'm kind of thinking maybe it's time to draw the shit to a close.
Oh. Okay, good. Yeah. Not good. I'm saying, all right, but I understand.
Well, good in terms of, you know, we hit them with something nice and we gave them what they want.
And we had a great show tonight.
We had a great show, and it's all good things must come to an end.
Yeah.
But I'm beat. You forget I've been on my feet for the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's
fucking
right.
Fucking trying to sell comic books to people.
Yeah.
And, so we're going to bring the show to a close right now a little sooner than we might have thought. But all good things come and
that's
all
right.
good things return.
That's right.
And so we'll be returning to you. Well, first I want to say thank you, first and foremost, to my co-host, Carlito.
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for all that you've
done for me this weekend. This man
great.
Has been a most gracious host that I could ever have even imagined.
That was an honor.
This man is a fucking cool cat.
It was an honor. If not, I would have been, like I told you before, I would have been here by myself just probably crying or something.
With your thumb up your ass.
Exactly. So
going, what now? But I came down and livened the shit up.
And I like that you dug like the sights last night of Orlando, the whole touristy thing. And I think you...
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, all that fucking city walk shit, all that touristy shit. I just got right into it.
Yes, sir.
It just made me want to throw my money all over the place.
That's what it does. That's what it does indeed.
Who's that calling in?
I don't know. I don't know. You want to take it?
Yeah, let's take the call.
I was like 10 seconds away from turning off the toll-free line. Hang on.
Well, we'll take this last
we'll
one.
We'll say what's up.
What?
Caller.
Okay. I'll spread out none.
That's it, then.
We put the brakes in everything for you, and you... No, I'm sorry. That's cool. Thank you. Call us tomorrow, Thursday, or whatever, something else.
Yeah, so you got... tonight is Sunday night, and tomorrow you got... Who comes on Monday?
Nobody.
Nobody comes on Monday.
Billy Mira is too good for us now.
What?
He got some serious stuff. I ain't even heard him shit anyway, and Billy Mira my ass.
Whatever. Anyways. So Billy Mira ain't doing a show Mondays, but you know who we got Tuesday? That's when... K-Bone is moving his shit to Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking knock it out on Tuesday, and KDK back in the saddle on Wednesday to talk some psychobabble at your ass.
Yes.
Takes us to Thursday, when we got the man sitting right beside me running his shit in the madhouse with Carlito.
Yeah.
And then Friday, Zolar knocks it out. Oh, who comes on before Zolar? Dr. Lego, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Dr. Lego, Mental Discrepancies, comes on.
Dr. Lego comes on when he wants. He'll come on Tuesday sometimes.
He'll come on Tuesday. Well, yeah, he's just throughout the shit. And then Zolar's Friday night. KDK's flagship, fucking PCU's flagship show. Lunatic Fringe on Saturday nights, 10 o'clock. And tonight's Sunday with Sean Moore's Peanut Punch, which is on irregularly on Sunday nights here on PCU Prank Underground Radio.
Yes.
So on behalf of Carlito and myself, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you all for being so beautiful.
Okay.
And we'll be chatting with you again real soon here live on the internet radio. So please always remember our time together and look back. Not with a tear, but with a smile.
You're still going. I'll find something here for you.
I was just talking over the music as I was doing.
That was it?
I was trailing off into the sunset.
All right, well, let's trail off on this. This is a little more cooler beat.
All right.
Maybe not. Yeah. Bye.
You can trail off into the sunset over this here beat. Say goodbye for another week.
Yeah. Bye, bitches.
Breaking it down on the telephone lines. Making the listeners feel so fine.
Yeah. You ever get that itch like right above your ass sometimes? Like between your ass?
No.
Like really bad? Like you can't get to it?
No.
Nah, I don't got that.
Good.
Good.
And always remember the times. The good times. Never give up on the good times. Living it up is a state of mind. That's a quote from the Spice Girls. Never give up on the good times. Yeah. Good night, everybody.